In this edition of In Focus, we return to the first Czech direct presidential election, which has divided the nation like never before. In the heated campaign ahead of the election's second round, leftist Miloš Zeman presented himself as a defender of the underprivileged, exploiting his opponent's alleged lack of Czechness in the process. Those who backed the aristocrat foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg, meanwhile, believed his victory would move the country away from post-communism. So how important was the social vote? What role did nationalism play in the election? And why didn't Czechs reject old-style political heavyweights? Those are some of the issues I discuss with my guests, sociologists Ivan Gabal and Tereza Šteklová.
Here, obviously, the issue was the personal nature of the person in question. So this makes some of those cleavages that might go in conflict even more. But I think what the elections clearly show that for large part of society, the social economic issue is really the major burden, and they would vote their president primarily on this basis.
I would make a difference between the first round and second round, because the first round proved that after 6 months of relatively stable preferences, heavily leading Mr. Fischer and Mr. Zeman, basically the situation was changed in 1 week by bringing down former communist and rather, I would say, technical-minded Mr. Fischer. And I think this is important decision for just anybody in the future, that the tolerance toward those who were really part of this collaboration communism in late 70s and 80s is politically relatively lower than expected. Second round, for me, most of the vote was social, but not all. Because the fact that Mr. Schwarzenberg was able to gain almost 2.5 million vote after really dirty campaign, just playing with Czech nationalism, identity, etc. So I would say we can see increasing number of society to be very much over this past and looking toward the European future. I would say that 10 years ago, Mr. Schwarzenberg wouldn't get more than 8-7% on a fall in the first round. So this is a change. And when you look on the structure of voters, definitely voting for Zeman was in a way class voting. But given the fact that only 17% of the vote for Mr. Schwarzenberg in the second round brought Prague, you can see that really Czech society is heavily changing. It's not the urban-rural vote. It's a vote of younger, more educated, and obviously better positioned people in terms of income scale.
Mr. Gabal, you suggested that emotions came to play before the first round, but of course they came to play even harder before the second. Speaking, of course, of the Sudeten Germans and the so-called Beneš decrees and the whole anti-German resentments, many people were shocked to see the response from the society. Ms. Šteklová, what do you think? Do you think, first of all, that this was important in the vote?
I have no basis to quantify that, but I think it sort of added nicely, in quotation marks, to the class-based fundament of Mr. Zeman's electorate. I'm not sure how many new voters it brought to him. Nobody really will ever know, but I think it sort of solidified his base of voters.
Well, some people say that, there's this divide, the urban sort of rural or, richer, poorer, more educated, less educated people. But there's also what Jiří Pehe calls a cultural divide, which overlaps sometimes, sometimes is different. And that's let's call it nationalism, really, versus non-nationalism vote. How important do you think this divide was? Because Mr. Zeman, of course, earned the support of Václav Klaus and even some prominent members of the Civic Democrat Party. which, speaking just of the class divide, would not have come.
I think that this Czech anti-German chauvinist point brought into the campaign showed, first, I would say it contributed to the fortification of Karel Schwarzenberg vote, because obviously this upset exactly these more educated, European-oriented part of societies and made them, just push them to the compulsory vote for Schwarzenberg. Clearly, we can see that it's no more issue among youngsters, because 60% non-vote among youngsters shows that they do not feel it this way. And I think Mr. Schwarzenberg made an error, significant error. Minister of Foreign Affairs cannot go beyond the standard agreed in Czech-German relation. And he did. He simply displayed his view. And that was error, because he contributed to this social division, this sort of Czech nationalists fortification defined by mostly Václav Klaus and just engagement of Klaus family, rather strange, into campaign. But as you mentioned, Civic Democratic Party, I think they made a heavy error too, because they got really populistically involved in social democratic or others' game, and I think they may pay really heavy cost for that.
Well, speaking of costs, the established political parties, of course, the Civic Democrats are losing heavily with every election. They lose hundreds of thousands of votes. The Social Democrats, will be interesting to see what happens with Mr. Zeman as president. Do you think perhaps, Ms. Steklová, that the cultural divide, so to speak, the divide between the pro-European, non-nationalist segments of the society and the sort of, you know, anti-German, fortified Czech nationalism, let's say, this might play the role if these two parties' significance decreases? In other words, do you think there's room for some nationalist movement that might pick up much more number of votes in the future than they have so far?
Well, difficult question. I mean, nearly any parliamentary elections bring some surprise in terms of new party established and catching quite a lot of votes. So, which definitely is not the case only for the Czech Republic, but more widely in Central and Eastern Europe. But on the other hand, when we look at how Bobošíková, but also, you know, the candidate of Civic Democrat Party, who were the strongest on the nationalist note in the first round, how little support they got. I think in the Czech society, it still is mild nationalism. I'm not really afraid of some major broke in these terms, except for relation to Roma, which is sort of internal trouble, internal aliens for major parts of Czech society. And here I am really concerned. And this definitely goes across, you know, it's not only about voters of Zeman, but you can just see what's the discourse and policies of the current government, which go in very similar direction.
Well, interestingly, the Roma were not an issue in the campaign. I think someone mentioned it after the vote that no one ever mentioned their attitude or their policies would be. Mr. Gabal, what do you think that shows?
That was the biggest race we went through since 1990 or 1992, which resulted in the division of Czechoslovakia, collapse of Czechoslovakia. And I think that it's a relatively margin issue and it may backfire. And I think nobody wanted to go to this risky issue. While Zeman's campaign reshifted very flexible, they proved to be very flexible with just decline of Mr. Fischer and raise up of Mr. Schwarzenberg. They immediately took the German issue and his nationality and this sort of, this is even tougher chauvinism. This is something what I would say more dirty than racism toward Roma. But you were asking about changes in Czech politics. We saw how big role money play in Czech politics. Basically, we got in front all candidates who invested well, I would say, over 20 million crowns, and those who did not reach this level were just gone. This is one. Second, I think that we may see really certain attempts for the revenge of Mr. Zeman toward Social Democrats. So not only Civic Democratic Party is going to be weakened, but Social Democrats are really threatened to be divided. And they can rely only on European connections of Mr. Zeman, where really socialist fractions is going to work hard on protecting Social Democrats against the Mr. Zeman. If Mr. Zeman wants to play any European role, he has to accept certain constraint in terms. But anyway, I think that internal battle between the wing of pro-liberal anti-corruption representing my Mr. Dinsbier and others, which is mostly the part related to Zeman, is not over, and it's ahead of presidency and ahead of Social Democrats, and we will see it may really result in a division of Social Democracy, and we can see a new left coming out in a style of Tony Blair or something. So these presidential elections, they may have a significant influence on future development of Czech party or political scene.
So basically, you don't think it brought any surprises about how the Czech society structure works? Because never before nationalism played such a, if not dominant, at least such a visible, such a vocal part.
Well, I think it's related not only to the social dynamics of Czech society, but obviously to the dynamics of Europe itself. Because Europe now and 10 years ago, it is a different Europe, while 10 years ago, you know, at least it could be perceived as a rather homogeneous, stable entity, you know, the future we want to join, and if we join it, most of our problems will be solved. Now we experience much more, of course, on one hand, in terms of influence on Europe in internal policies and politics. For example, we made substantial experience with how structural funds are distributed and also in some ways in very corrupt way, and they definitely do not contribute to more equity between different regions of the country, but also something substantial changes with the Europe. We see Europe itself got quite divided between North and South, etc. So it's not such an easy and obvious reference to debates. And this is maybe for me the final point I would like to make. I obviously see why Mr. Schwarzenberg started to represent Europe in these elections. But I think the really substantial issue we also should have been talking about is what kind of Europe we want to contribute to, because you know, future of Europe is diverse, and it's about, you know, ourselves to also, you know, be more active in shaping the future, which definitely is not what current government have been doing.
We definitely did not break with our privatization passed by these elections, and we continue certainly to keep political elites related to this really dark period represented by Miloš Zeman. On the other side, I see the results showing an enormous change of Czech society toward really this pro-European, more educated and more open society. And so these were last election when we saw really clearly social vote. It's not going to repeat again.
Sociologists Ivan Gabal and Tereza Šteklová were my guests in that edition of In Focus, which brings us to the end of our English language program today.